Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, 11/23/2020, and we made it through the weekend. God bless you, and I hope God has been with you the whole entire weekend, and hope everyone has been safe and following the rules that you need in your state, in your home, keeping it clean, keeping everything sanitized and straight. I pray for those that are sick and shut in, and Heavenly Father, and I pray for those that can't get out, that the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God be with them. I pray for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Going to talk about being calm for a little bit. Amen. Amen. Good topic. You know, in life, there will be times when it's hard to remain calm. But instead of worrying and dwelling on a problem, we must seek the Lord. It is crucial that we get away from all that noise around us and all the noise in our heart and find a quiet place to be with God. There's nothing like being alone in the presence of the Lord. There have been times in my life when anxious thoughts have filled my mind. The treatment that always helped me is to go outside where there's peace and quiet and talk to the Lord. Amen. Amen. God will provide his children peace and comfort unlike no other when we come to him. The problem is when we are so worried about things, we refuse to come to him, even though he has the power to help us. Put your trust in the Lord. Did you forget that he is omnipotent? The Holy Spirit will help you in staying calm in tough situations. Allow God to work in your life and use trials for good. For more help, I encourage you to read God's word daily for encouragement. Pray for the day and every day. Amen. Amen. I have some quotes. Calmness is the way we show that we are trusting in God. Staying calm in the storm makes a difference. Last but least, sometimes God calms the storm. Sometimes he lets the storm rage and calms his child. Amen. God wants his children to remain calm. The Bible verse, Isaiah 7:4, is say to him, be careful, keep calm, and don't be afraid. Do not lose heart because of these two smoldering stubs of firewood, because of the fierce anger of resin and iron of the son of Ramallah. In Judges 6:23, it said, calm down, don't be afraid. The Lord replied, you're not going to die. Another verse, Exodus 14:14, the Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. God can calm the storm in your life and in your heart. In Psalms 107:29-30, he calmed the storm and its waves, quieted down. So they rejoiced that the waves became quiet, and he led them to their desired haven. Amen. Amen. God will help you. In Zephaniah 3:17, for the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful song. That is my word of encouragement today about calm. Staying calm in anger situations. God is going to be there. Okay. When your anger, in Psalms 37:8, it says, calm your anger and abandon wrath. Don't be angry. It only leads to evil. Amen. Proverbs 15:18 says, a hot tempered man stirs up strife, but the slow to anger calms a dispute. So, there's a lot more scriptures on this, but I had to quote those two scriptures because sometimes we need something to refer to when we're going through things through the course of the day. And again, I am Evangelist Faye, and the word for the day is stay calm, because God is near, and he will calm that storm within you if only you go and be with him and think of the Lord and talk to God. Amen. Amen. I love you, Lord, with all my heart and soul. Be not afraid of your storms. God says you keep him in perfect peace, because you put your trust in him. Amen. I'll see you Wednesday with another word of encouragement. God bless you, and thank you, Jesus. Amen. See you Wednesday. Bye-bye.